So anything happened at the Academy Awards last night?
Did you watch the Oscars, Jeff? I don't... What happened? Anything good?
No, nothing at all. These were boring crap.
Oh, yeah.
Muy aburrido.
You know what? Oh, it's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Today is March 28th, right? March 28th?
Monday the 28th. Monday of March, first Monday of springtime.
You're right, gosh.
It's spring.
Your eyes are so glassy, Jeff.
I know. It's
your eyes
I'm tired.
Are swollen. No. Is it still allergies?
Allergies.
Oh my God, you've been getting them really bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you know how you know it's springtime?
How?
Everybody knows who lives in the New York area. Adventureland.
Oh yeah, opened.
They were open yesterday.
Yes, I know, but it was
like 45 degrees of people on the you know those
on the
swings?
Water rides. Yeah.
No, I don't know about the water rides.
Yeah,
I don't think
open.
The water rides are open.
Jackson wanted to go.
He
by
drove
the
by,
way,
said, can we go there? He's not going on the swings. You
I
know
emailed
those swings?
You guys. I emailed you guys for collab. Email me back, sweeties. All right.
Who collab?
They all collab. They all collab. Collaborations.
Who are you talking to?
Adventureland, because I know they're listening.
Oh, you know, I have a connection there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk afterwards. Okay,
wow.
Jess. So, listen, guys. If you didn't watch the Oscars, I mean, even if you didn't watch, you already know what went on,
it's
right?
It's all over the place.
It's all over Instagram. It's all over social media. I texted my friend around 11. I said, did you hear? She goes, no, I was sleeping. She goes, but I already know what happened. She goes,
well, of course.
It was crazy. But, Jeff, for those of you that live under a rock, that don't know what's going on.
Or you
Jeff,
don't care about the Academy Awards, I mean, which is most people.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really watches.
I wasn't going to watch at all, but I wanted to watch because I wanted to see what movie won. Because Jack had predicted another movie. My movie won, okay? But anyway,
what do you mean your movie won?
Coda won.
Yeah, Coda won. West Side Story bombed out. The only that one woman won.
Best
that
support,
was it.
Anita, the one that played Anita. Anyway, let's play the audio of what was the what topped what was
what
the
happened?
What happened? What happened at the Oscars?
Chris Rock came out to present the best documentary award. By the way,
I didn't even know.
That's because he even says so at the end. I don't know if you have that part of the clip.
Oh no,
Chris Rock came out and you know he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith and the fact that she's got
alopecia.
Well, he didn't make a joke about that.
No,
he made
no.
a joke about the fact that she's got really short hair, and he went like this:
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right.
Will Smith is laughing too.
Yes, he is.
That was a nice one. Okay, I'm out here.
And then,
Richard.
Now he's charging the stage. He's laughing.
Oh wow!
Until he gets hit.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard
Will
that
Smith
one.
Just smacked the shit out of me.
Here.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
My wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Wow.
I can, okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
I gotta tell you, hold on.
Chris Rock, though, had...
Chris?
Never said.
So we are here...
He says to present, and he kind of fumbled his lines there.
He was fumbling his lines a lot after because he was nervous. And his eyes were watery. I guess, I don't know if he was going to want to start crying, but he pulled it together. I got to tell you, he pulled it together.
Yeah, well, I thought, I get it, defending your wife, but come on,
no,
man.
No, hold on. There's a thing about defending your wife, and there's a thing about defending your wife, okay? She has alopecia, okay? And I feel sorry for her because a lot of women do have it. I know women that have it.
Right.
But they could have settled that off the air in another way. Listen, man, you know, don't do that to my wife, you know? But getting up and coming back with violence?
I heard...
I don't know about that.
Not that I watched The View, but I heard Whoopi said today that she had heard... That Puffy, is that what his name is now? What do we call
P. Diddy?
P. Diddy. Is he P. Diddy now?
Who knows? What,
Sean
whatever.
Combs apparently mediated I don't know if that's true, though.
What?
Apparently Sean Combs said everything was cool backstage. But you didn't see Chris Rock
again. No, you did not see Chris Rock.
We weren't going to see him anyway, you know.
But they asked Chris, LAPD police were called.
Right.
And he declined on pressing charges.
Right.
Then Will Smith, along with his kids and the wife, they all changed and went to the after parties. He spoke to no one. He also refused to, you know how backstage you talk to press about your award?
He didn't want to do it, right?
Nope, he didn't go to the line.
Not,
he also didn't talk to reporters.
He had to be embarrassed.
They are going to address the issue on his wife's podcast. You know, what's it called?
I don't even know.
Hold on. I know the name of it.
Don't promote another terrible podcast. We do the best one.
Hold on. What's a podcast? Oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Oh,
is it the
God.
Two of them together?
It's Jada Pinkett Smith's podcast.
Okay. Everybody has a podcast.
Well, she has one. So, oh my goodness, where is it?
It doesn't matter. Okay, she's gonna promote it on her pod. She's gonna give her husband the exclusive on their podcast.
As a matter of fact, everybody has reached out to Will Smith. He said no, we're gonna address it. In my her name, I think it's a name. Talk table, round table, something
really?
Like that. Yeah, I'll get the name right now. What we should, you know what?
Yapping with Jada. Who knows?
I want to get the exact name because I love telling people what. You know what the name is. So you talk while I find this, right?
A little. I mean, to me, a drastic overreaction. Okay, was it a funny joke? I mean, I don't know. It was. You know, you get a chuckle out of it. You know,
can I tell you something?
At first,
Jeff,
because I thought, she's got a short haircut. I don't read all the tabloids. I don't know Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia. I had
nobody
idea.
Nobody knew that. Nobody knew
I know
that.
A lot of people do know. Apparently, a lot of people do know that. I was reading online today. A lot of people do know. She
I didn't
writes
know that
about
either.
It. She talks about it.
On her podcast? I heard.
She's
I didn't know
about
it until today, Jeff. But I don't know. So when Chris Rock first made the joke, they panned over to Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. She was like, But also, Will Smith was laughing.
He was laughing. Yeah.
So the rumors are that she grabbed Will by the leg or something, like she was mad.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of rumors, Jeff, that their marriage is...
They had problems. They've had problems. Like everybody.
They have a very open marriage, which he doesn't like. She likes the open marriage part. He doesn't. He'll do anything for his wife. She wants to be with another man. He allows
that. Yeah, she's allowed to be without a man, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And as far as him being with other women, he said he really doesn't do it, but he allows his wife to do it.
I heard she wants to be with Chris Rock next.
Hold on, you might get punched, so good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know, Jeff, but I don't know.
Imagine that. She's like, listen, Will, I want to hang out with Chris. And you know what's funny? I mean, not that everybody in the black community knows each other, just like everybody who's Hispanic doesn't know each other. But I did kind of wonder, like, have they ever met? Did they know each other from anywhere other than that they're both famous? I don't know.
They say that Chris Rock and Will Smith have a bad history.
They do.
They've encountered bad ways in the past. I don't know what that means. They haven't elaborated on that.
Well, maybe look, Chris Rock's done a lot of stand up. Some people say he's not funny anymore, but hey, listen, Chris Rock is still funny. He's just not the Chris Rock that you knew. Look, how you're not funny for 20 years, right? There's other, you know, the big comic now is that Sebastian Maniscalco, you know, the Italian guy. He's huge. He sells out the Garden. But Chris Rock is on a tour with help me out. He's touring with another comic.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, really, really famous guy. Another famous actor. He was in that. Oh my God! People are yelling at.
They're yelling on the podcast. This you dummy!
I know. Chris Rock tour. Now I got to see who he's touring with. It's driving me crazy. Who is he touring with? Another famous comedian. Who is it? Let's see.
Why don't you just ask
I'm checking. Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah, they're playing Jones Beach Theater here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're playing
But
here
I will
on the
tell
island.
You, Jeff, a lot of people defended Chris Rock. A lot of people defended, Will Smith. And then receiving the Academy, first time in his lifetime, okay? Receiving a first-time Oscar. He's never received an award, never like that.
Right.
And then the speech he gave about love. I'm like, but you just hit somebody.
And then they stood up and applauded him. Like, some people stood up and gave him a...
Not everybody.
Some people gave him a standing ovation. Like, after, like, 11 minutes of just rambling about, like, trying to make an
excuse.
Like, listen, I was protective of the Venus, of the girls that played the Venus sisters in the movie, you know?
Yeah.
The Williams sisters. So I said Venus. The Williams sisters in the movie. So I'm gonna be a nut. And I'm sorry. It's just... And they're not. And you were saying they're looking at the Academy might take away his award. They're not going to take away his Academy.
That's
award.
What they're saying. That's what they're saying, Jeff.
No.
I'm not saying that. That's in the paper today. They're thinking about doing that. And he also apologized to the Academy and to his fellow actors.
He didn't apologize to Chris
Rock.
No, he didn't.
If I were Chris Rock, what is it? How about me, dude?
Yeah,
I would have came
the
out there.
The best thing would have been the great. It would have been so cool if Chris Rock ran out on stage, but that would have doomed his career forever.
Can I tell
forever.
You something?
That would have doomed him.
He held it together.
I applaud him. He looked nervous.
Of course he did.
Because,
but
for all you know, Will Smith could have punched him. Instead, he slapped him.
He really hurt him. I mean,
he slapped him hard, but he didn't punch him. There's a difference.
Let's hear that again. Let's hear that again.
Can you hear the punch again? Yeah.
I thought it was a punch, and you said it's a slap?
It's a slap, but the microphone is right there.
Yeah, let's hear that. Let's hear it.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, I want to see.
Whoops.
Two, can't wait to see it, all right?
Wait, you got to hear the joke again.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right?
He's laughing.
There you go. He's laughing.
I'm looking at it.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh.
And then he charges the stage. It's just like weird. I mean,
can I tell you when he went, uh-oh, that, you know,
because he
Chris
saw.
Rock.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me of the movie he did. Remember, Jeff, he was a hamster. He played the voice of a hamster. He did the voice over a hamster.
Yeah.
Dr. Doodle. Yeah, yeah. I imagined the hamster.
Wow, that's great. What is this? Yeah. What the heck happened? Oh, no. What is this?
Jada Pinkett Smith's podcast. Jeff, ask Siri. If I'm trying to find this because it's annoying me.
Wait, here is a slap, by the way. I'll play you what a slap sounds like. Just let me get this right here. Hold on. I get everything hooked up in a weird way here today.
We have to call Jack Rico, too. We had to call Jack
today.
We'll
call him in a second. We'll call him in a minute. Hold on. Let me just plug this in. Sorry for the sound effects, everybody. This, according to my sound effects library.
Red Table Talk.
This is a slap.
That did not sound like that, Jeff. It sounded like a punch.
This is a whip.
Well, he didn't whip it, okay?
Maybe that would have been great.
No, hey.
You son of a bitch!
No.
Don't talk about my wife that way!
Anyway, listen.
Didn't I do that to you last night?
Yes, exactly. Remember? Yes. Jeff, get Jack Rico because he's got a couple of meetings. Let's get him on right now.
That's like a
That
fly
did not
swatter.
Sound like that. That did not sound like that.
No, it was...
It sounded like a punch.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those stage punches.
Can I guess that Jack Rico is going to... I'm just predicting
this. I'm curious.
This. Want my prediction?
No.
Jack is going to say... I could be completely... I think Jack is going to think that...
Will Smith did the right thing?
Defending your wife is okay.
Okay, but then you're also promoting violence, okay? That's where I'm going here.
Yeah.
Not to promote violence. Come on, Jeff. I mean, I don't know.
Violence. He thought he was doing Ali
too. By the
too.
Way, and by the way,
he
the three
on my joke.
The three,
they thought he was doing he thought he was doing Ali too.
Oh, okay. The three actresses, Jeff, who were hosting, they were roasting everybody.
Yeah.
You heard? Are you
oh, yeah.
there? Right?
Yeah, I heard some of it.
And it's like, and some of them were like, oh my god.
Some of it was funny. Some of you know. Some
no, but
was
some.
Not.
Some of them got like that low. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, but you know, everybody knows it's a joke. It's like a roast night of celebrities. You know?
Yeah. Listen, that's the thing. You know Al Pacino. Al Pacino has stage fright. You've heard that, right?
I didn't know that.
Like Al Pacino apparently hates being in front of a crowd like that.
Oh, okay.
Did you see how he just stood there when he was Francis Ford Coppola was getting an award? Well, he was just coming out to celebrate 50 years of The Godfather.
They should have said something like,
No, he said my two friends are here for support. De Niro is there and Pacino.
I would. I don't know. Let's get Jack
on. And when you do a play when you're on stage, when I host when you host those comedy nights, you don't see anybody. You just see the lights.
Yeah.
But last night, I bet you could see the whole. Pacino just looked uncomfortable. It's weird.
Well, he's such a famous actor. Well, yeah, they both looked uncomfortable, actually. But they should have said something. They should have had James Caan out too as well.
No, he looks
Sonny. Sonny.
I saw Sonny the other day. He looked too good. I think he's 80, right?
Hello.
Hey, Jack. It's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the podcast.
Hey.
Welcome. How are you?
Oh man, so much to talk about, right?
Well, first of all, did you see that little show last night called the Oscars?
Wait, how do you spell that? Just want to make sure it's the same.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought that whole show was just a big slap in the face, if you ask me.
Can I tell you something?
Every West Side Story wins only one award.
Can I tell you something, Jack? Everything was overshadowed by that punch.
Poor Questlove. I feel bad for Questlove. Well, that was a slap, Carolina. It wasn't a punch.
I think it was a punch, wasn't it?
No, it was a slap.
Was it a punch or a slap, Jack?
It was a slap. Open-hand slap.
Right, punch. Wow. I saw still pictures of it. They got like 8 still pictures. A punch would have leveled him to the floor.
Wow.
Because he was so mad, right?
Okay, Jeff and I were discussing what we think you think, Jack.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think Jeff thinks that you're on Will Smith's side.
Not totally. No,
defending the wife. And I said, okay, I understand that. I am like, okay, all right, you defend your wife, but why do it with violence? That is my thing, okay? You do not need to do that. They could have taken it outside. Okay, dude,
take it
let's
outside.
Talk.
We're
like,
in,
hey, dude,
we're
let's
an alley,
talk.
In an alley yeah. behind the theater?
Yeah, but you know, violence? Come on. Jack, what are your thoughts, Jack? I gotta hear
so, that. Let's have some context here on how we got to this place. Yeah. First of all, Chris Rock and Will Smith have been having beef for the last 4 years.
I told you, see?
I didn't know that. I wondered what he made jokes about him in the past, I guess.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And Jada Pinkett Smith, unfortunately, she suffers from alopecia.
Right.
So she's losing her hair. So it's not like that was a style or a look. Her daughter... Willow, she decided to shave her head in solidarity. And a lot of this is also in this YouTube documentary with Will Smith. I'm not sure if you remember that one moment that went viral where he was trying to lose some weight and he just showed himself all right.
Yeah,
That out of shape body was part of a YouTube documentary where he was trying to lose weight for that YouTube show. But at the same time, he was also finishing a book and he had deadlines on both of them. Mm-hmm. So you were capturing a man. If anybody saw this YouTube original series, I saw the whole thing. It's basically Will Smith becoming a new person. It's shedding the persona of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and that celebrity that we know, and him fighting the demons of his mother, fighting the demons of his father, of his former family and wife. And it was just therapy for him. But he's obviously traumatized. And I think what ended up happening, and he said this in his speech, he goes, I'm in an overwhelming moment in my life where I'm being asked to love and protect people. This is a new Will Smith, and age, wisdom, trauma has shaped him into a different way. And I think that right now he is pins and needles on his family. So when Chris Rock made that comment about G.I. Jane 2, and we all know G.I. Jane is the Demi Moore movie from the 90s.
Right.
This was meant to be, look, it's a sequel starring Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, if she didn't suffer from alopecia, that to me is just a normal joke.
Right.
Yeah, Jack,
that to me is
Jack,
a tame
Jack,
joke.
Right, Jack, right. No, and I didn't even know she suffered from alopecia. A lot of people don't know. So
you think Chris Rock knew?
I'm sure he knows.
Chris
I'm sure,
Rock
I'm
knows.
Sure
he knew.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
knew, huh?
Okay. I'm sure he knew.
So was that the right response? And on top of that, as soon as the joke was over, they panned over to Will Smith, who was laughing.
Will Smith is laughing
he
at
was
the joke.
Laughing.
He is
the
laughing
wife wasn't,
initially.
Though. The wife wasn't.
Right, and I think that was the part that everybody started thinking, wait, is this a skit?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
What ended up happening, look, there's a default mechanism in this business. And, you know, if you kind of really just listen to the speech a few times over again, very revealing. You know, number one, he said, there's been so many times in this industry where you're being disrespected or abused and you have to laugh it off. Mm-hmm. So that was essentially saying that Hollywood is a phony industry, that you have to be phony. You have to sell your soul for the gag while it's at your expense.
Yeah.
And I think he's at that place where he just
doesn't want to hear it anymore, right?
He's what way for him yeah. to yeah. establish that you will not disrespect me ever again, or my family, or my friends, because I will protect,
okay, but
protect,
the
protect.
Slap, the slap is a little too far, wait, don't but, you think so?
Now,
go ahead.
The slap, to me, was someone who was unhinged, someone
yeah.
who couldn't control
oh, yeah.
himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, I've interviewed, if you just look up YouTube, you'll see me interviewing Will Smith various times. The nicest guy in Hollywood, bar none. You've never heard of Will Smith be in a situation like this.
Right.
And so it is very inconsistent with his behavior. That's why there's a lot of people that are giving him the benefit of the doubt. Now, to just kind of like, where do I lie on this? Here's my issue. One, there should have been no reason. You know Chris Rock.
Yeah.
He's hosted the Oscars before.
Yeah.
For the last 30 years, he's been going at people. For him to now all of a sudden get in your nerves, like it's like a new thing, that's the part that everybody's going, but you knew what was going on. You ended up laughing, then had like a momentary lapse, like, wait a minute, I shouldn't be laughing. My wife's upset. He then reacted and delayed.
went up, did what he did, and then clearly that speech was very problematic, not only for him, but for everybody else. It was one of the most awkward things to be at your lowest moment, but then to match it with your highest moment all at the same time.
Yeah, well
it's a paradox.
Yeah, and you know what? I gotta tell you, Chris Rock, he handled, I gotta tell you, I probably wouldn't went off stage crying, but he handled, you know, he was nervous though.
He was nervous, yeah.
But you know what? He handled it professionally. I think so.
He did. And, you know, we now have to ask, and I think this is where the question now comes in, is where does comedy go from here? Right? Because if Will Smith can't take a joke and Jada Pinkett can't take a joke, what are the boundaries of comedy in 2022 when every single comedian is going on a stand-up, you know, place and they're you know how it is. Yeah. Comedy today is about attacking people or making fun of them. So if you remove that portion, a lot of comedians tell you then it's not a comedy. You know, you have to push, you have to rub people sometimes the wrong way to get the laugh.
Yeah.
But where does that leave comedians today? And that's like, I think the big question everybody's asking.
Oh, you're right. To me, it's like, I'm thinking to myself, Will Smith has been in the arts he's been in the arts.
And he's a comedian.
30 years. Okay. He was in comedy. Okay. He was on a comedy, a TV series, which brought him all the fame and the music, of course. And I just think to myself that, you know, you would think Will Smith would just say, okay, I respect the arts. Here's a guy, he does comedy, I do acting. You know what I mean? Some people are singers, and you kind of respect the art. I mean, short of saying I'm going to kill your wife, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, or doing concentration camp jokes and slavery jokes. To me, it's like a lot of stuff is fair game. I mean, there's things I'm offended by that I don't like, but you know what? I mean, I'm not going to go protest. I'm not going to punch somebody out over it. That's just the reality.
Jack, how about the three hosts, the three female hosts? They were roasting people, too. Some of it was funny.
What was really interesting, and I'm not sure if you noticed, so look, if we're in a place right now that wives are off the table, wasn't it interesting how Amy Schumer, when she was doing the seat filler a bit, that he took Kristen Dunst and sat down and told Jesse Plemons, her husband, and he goes, hey, that's my wife.
Right. Yeah.
In a way, Amy Schumer's disrespecting Kristen Dunst. So should Jesse have slapped Amy Schumer for disrespecting his wife in front of a global audience?
That was a disrespect. I got to tell you, I was like, oh my God.
That was disrespectful.
Oh, crap. I said, oh,
what about the last duel bit? You know, the last duel bit, which is Ridley Scott's, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. They did that movie of medieval times. When she took out the screener, Regina Hall, and said, here's a movie no one's ever seen.
That was
offensive, too, because you're in the middle of the celebration, an institution that celebrates movies, and here you are bashing a movie in front of the creators, the craft, the sound people, anybody who was involved in that film.
So you just gave two good examples of, you know, maybe someone should have got slapped, okay? But everyone took it as a comedy, okay? This is what happened.
Hey, but we're living in a woke world. We're living in a politically correct world.
Humorless.
We're living in a world where you can't offend people the same way anymore.
People are you know, it's funny. You know when this all started, and I'm not defending Michael Richards, but remember when they filmed Michael Richards saying the N-word in a comedy club? And okay, now granted, you're not a white guy doing the N-word. No, negative, of course. But you know, the moment that people can bring a cell phone into a comedy club, comics will tell you this, you know, ruins their bit because people post it online. People go to the show and they've seen the bits already. And people just get, it's a very easily offended world. I mean, it's amazing what's offensive.
America is. It's America. I would say that if you go to Europe or Latin America, that's not the same culture. That's not the same wokeness. You know, we're going through a weird time in terms of trying to figure out who we are as Americans and what kind of language we should use. Do we want to be more conservative? Do we want to be more progressive? How much are we pushing? We probably went through the pushing era with Andy Kaufman, Lenny Bruce. You know, there were those days.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that comedy is a part of every generation. You know, every generation has a different type of comedy aesthetic, and we got a woke one. And so either the comedians, the old school comedians, adapt to the new world and to the new consumer, or the consumer's going to do that. So which one do you think is easier? The comedians are now pressured to have to come up with a new way of doing comedy that is attractive.
Yeah, I mean, I hear audiences moan today. It's just like unbelievable. Ooh, they moan.
I'm disturbed, like, Jeff. I'm disturbed. First of all, I was having so much fun after We Don't Talk About Bruno, Dos Oruguitas, the Beyoncé performance, Billie Eilish. Everything was going great until that moment that not only set in this sense of, damn, that was two black men doing that to each other. This is just going to further the stereotype to a lot of people that thought, see what happens when you do like a black production for the Oscars.
I'm glad you said that, Jack. You know why I'm sort of disturbed you about, you know, Craig Melvin is being attacked on, you know, of NBC today because of his comments. He said he's trying to raise, you know, his kids are biracial. He's trying to raise a son. And he goes, what happened yesterday? It personifies like a black man with a bad temper,
right,
and
he said
it's not, and it on every level he was very disappointed with Will Smith, and everyone's attacking him for that comment now.
See, but I think he's right.
Yeah,
I'm actually with Craig Melvin. I think that we in this society, and everybody knows this who's a person of color, we have to do double the amount of work to get to a place where mostly historically white people, you know, kind of just get it. You know, they're the ones that establish the rules. They're the ones that establish the laws. They're the ones that created the system to keep people of color out historically in America. And so you've heard this when you were growing up. You have to be two times better than anybody else to get noticed or to enter specific spaces. And I think that this one in particular hurts because it just feeds the stereotype that we all knew that
especially if it's especially when it's nice guy Will Smith, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's always, I mean, to God, to see that. I mean, the question is,
he's been a role model to so many people as well. There were a lot of children watching that show because of the Encanto soundtrack and the first performance of We Don't Know About Bruno, and Luis Fonsi was. So this is attracting teenagers. It's attracting a lot of children on TikTok that love that song, that have made that song number one 7 weeks in a row in the Hot 100. And then to then see this leaves you disturbed. It leaves you a little bit sort of like, what's wrong with the world? If Will Smith will do that, then what does that say about every other nice person that you've met before? Because of a joke.
Look, everybody's got their moments, you know. And I mean, by the way, the international community heard it on.
I know Australian TV and Japanese TV had the audio, so, the pure audio.
So those kids are more damaged than the Americans who said. Carolina said, "Wait, is the volume off on the TV?" I said, "No, he's yelling at him, Carolina. He's screaming
at
him right now."
But so Jack, rumors are that the Academy now is thinking of taking away his award.
Yeah, listen, after the sexual harassments that happened around the Me Too era of the Harvey Weinstein, they went ahead and they re-updated, you know, their policies. But nowhere there does it say slapping, right? So this is a very delicate situation because Will Smith, is he the body of his work or is he defined by that one moment? And I think that that's where people come in and there has to be a consensus amongst the committee of what they do. Number one, that to me is unacceptable. Either criminal charges, which Chris Rock hasn't pressed, but could press at any moment. Mm-hmm. According to the LAPD, he didn't press charges, so no one's going to jail. But that is an assault.
Yes, it was.
That is an assault.
Yep.
And he should go to jail or at least go to court and then have a settlement for that legally. For children around the world and just people around the world to have seen that, just like that raw, that is something that everybody, I remember when I saw it, my three words were what just happened. And then when I went to Twitter, it seemed like those three words were said by
everybody
collectively.
Everybody.
It was like a collective what just happened.
And then when Amy Schumer came back after that, she goes, anything happened? Or everything okay?
That was funny.
That was funny until the seat filler joke part.
I know.
I'm like, oh, great. Here we go again.
I thought the seat filler thing was actually planned. To tell you the truth, that to me,
it didn't seem planned to me.
But it felt off after the Will issue. Yeah. It just felt like it was in the same pattern of disrespecting a wife.
See, it's funny. I didn't feel that bad because they were white, okay, and I felt more bad for Questlove.
You see?
Seriously, I felt bad for Questlove getting up there and accepting an award And, you know, and he kind of had to make a reference. You know, the whole room had to be really awkward after that.
First
obviously.
Of all,
the
that,
whole room
that,
was awkward.
That overshadowed everything. Even when Eliza Minnelli came out with Lady Gaga, everybody was on Twitter, Instagram, and posting the video of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
Half the world under 40 doesn't even know who Liza Minnelli is. I hate to say it. You know what I mean?
And right. It was a shame.
Really,
it was a shame that, you know, overshadowed that, you know?
Yeah. I looked her up, Jack. She's only in her 70s, so she's got serious health issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
she was like 90.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jack.
That's Judy Garland's daughter, for those of you guys that don't know.
Oh, yeah. My mother grew up listening to Liza with a Z. Trust me, I heard that stuff a lot. Cabaret.
Listen, I saw her at the United Palace in Times Square for a Broadway tour that she was doing. It was the last time she was healthy enough to do like a 2-hour musical show.
Wow.
And it was fantastic.
Wow.
But, you know, my final thoughts on this is
Where
do we go from here, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to start looking at where comedy goes from here, what happens with Chris Rock's career. Because is he a villain now? Is Will Smith the villain?
Will Smith.
Where
the villain.
Does his career go? Will he be? Will they take that Oscar award? Will he get another role somewhere else? Will they feel that this guy's unhinged and that he's unhireable at the moment? Chris Rock, you know, does he press charges? Can he go back out on tour? The press will be all over him about the situation. This is a shameful, embarrassing thing for Chris Rock to have to go through. Will he be the same comedian after this moment where you know, like when a lot of these guys get posterized in the NBA and they're ashamed they got, you know, slam dunked on.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is the equivalent in the comedy world. That slap, everyone will have that slap. That slap will now become a meme for the rest of his career. And you know what memes do?
Yeah.
You know, and so it'll be really interesting to see how we head into the next awards. Will Packer produce the next awards? What will the ratings be of this? I think this is a stain on the Academy Award, and I think the Academy Award has to do something.
Jack,
about it.
So right away I went to Will Smith's Instagram. It was all negative, nasty about Will Smith. You should be ashamed of yourself. And then Jada Pinkett Smith's Instagram, her comments were turned off. And then Chris Rock was like, you know, I don't think he even said anything. And also this morning, every TV station wants Will Smith. You know, for an interview, he's not going anywhere but his wife's podcast, Real Table Talk. That's where he's going to address this.
And you know, it's interesting because that Red Table Talk, that's the part that I go, man, was all of this for that?
Exactly.
How much of this was even – somebody said to me that if you look at the tape in slow motion, after he slaps and when he's walking back, there's a smirk.
Yes. Yeah, I saw the smirk. That's why.
And that little smirk, it was the one that you were going, hmm.
Yeah.
How much of this is calculated?
And funny, I was telling Carolina before we started that Chris Rock is on tour with Kevin Hart this summer, like a big stadium, like an amphitheater tour. So
let's say, okay, Jeff and Carolina are going to the Kevin Hart, Chris Rock in New York City, let's say at the Beacon Theater, Radio City Music Hall, or Madison Square Garden. You walk in, what is your thought about Chris Rock? Do you respect him the same way? Do you see him the same way at that point?
I'm sitting there saying, please make jokes about Will Smith.
Me too.
I'd be waiting for him to talk about it.
Honestly, I felt bad for the guy. I really did.
He's definitely going to get material out of it. He's probably going to do it in a respectful way, but I'm sure he's going to get material
I think this is war, buddy. I think this is war. Listen, if you're a consumer and you're an entertainer and you see an opportunity to make money, get attention, get people to go to your concerts.
You're right.
This is a verbal war. It doesn't have to be about, listen, Will Smith literally was the first one to raise his hand and do the damage.
Now it's
Chris Rock's, how does he answer back? And I think people are going, let's wait and see.
I like that. I really like that comment. Okay, so Jack, before you're out of here, who won for best movie, Jack? Who won?
Coda.
Ah, yes.
Coda is the feel-good movie of the year, but it was really an upset. A lot of people thought that The Power of the Dog or even West Side Story were the front runners this year. Coda, a lot of people loved as a feel-good movie,
but no
one really thought it was prestige cinema in the way, like, I don't know, Lawrence of Arabia is, or Moonlight, or anything like that. It felt a little too tearjerkery, syrupy, a little schlocky in terms of emotions.
Oh, it's totally predictable. I mean, you knew where it was going, right?
You knew where it was going,
but that was okay for some reason. You know, maybe because of all the crap that's going on in the world, a feel good.
Exactly.
The feel good
movie.
We get
the movie,
right?
Yeah.
For the generation or the year we're living in.
Exactly.
And for the times.
And plus, Anita won. Anita, West Side Story. I'm so happy because she did an amazing job.
Please give me her name instead of calling her by the character.
Ariana DeBose.
Thank you so much, Jack. I mean, she keeps saying the character's name.
It's a historic moment because you got to understand that, I mean, she essentially started as a dancer, and they told her that she couldn't sing. Then she started honing her singing skills and became a triple threat, acting, singing, and then dancing.
I loved that letter. I loved her speech, by the way. That was perfect to me.
I thought that Troy Kotsur's speech, even with the sign language, was very emotional.
That was great, too. Yeah, of course.
That's when you know, wow, he didn't even say a word, but all his sign language allowed us to feel like he was actually talking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that,
and I think that's the beauty of what that movie is, that it allowed us to normalize disabilities, it allowed us to normalize deaf people and make them look at them not like they're some sort of people who have leprosy or something like that, right? Like marginalized people, but like human beings, three-dimensional human beings that have challenges. So that was a great movie I think we needed after that Will Smith and Chris Rock issue.
Yes.
That movie at least sort of saved what was a calamitous last hour.
You're right. You're so right. And I love the way everybody was clapping. You know, the deaf clap.
They waved their hands.
Hey, you know what? One thing, can I be a downer? One thing I did not like. I didn't like the In Memoriam last night. Just didn't like
it. Because it was too happy?
No, I just thought that
they left people out.
No,
Bob Saget?
They left people out. But forget about to me, they were focusing on all the dancers and the screen behind them. Unless you squinted a couple of times, you couldn't see who they were honoring because they were showing everybody dancing on stage, like this group of like 40 people dancing. I get it. It's a celebration. It was a
celebration
revival.
It felt
like a church revival. That was cool. But then it was kind of like at a certain point, it got too upbeat for me and they weren't focusing on the people who were on the screen. I kind of liked them when they used to show a clip of, you know, the people the old fashioned way. I mean, and you know what? I know I sound like a fuddy-duddy. I kind of miss an orchestra in a way instead of the band on stage. You know, the bands are like for late-night TV shows, you know, to me.
Right, right. You know, but I think that what Will Packer was really trying to do here is like, okay, if you had to name one event that is all about celebrities, which one would it be? You know, the Oscars really brings in everybody. You really can't do that with the Grammys. You can't really do that with the Emmys. But with the Oscars, you can bring musicians, sports athletes, everybody. And I think that Will Packer's whole thing was like, let me throw the kitchen sink at it. Let me bring in everything needs to be an all-star celebrity group or team or something. And I think that band, if you noticed it, it was like the dream team band of musicians. And you're like, wow. And I think they might have gotten a little bit carried away. Maybe tone down some of that stuff next year. Let's see what happens.
How about one more thing? The Godfather moment. Al Pacino.
I said he has stage fright, I've heard, right?
They
were just there for support, to support Francis, right?
You're the guy.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I was disappointed they didn't say one word.
I thought it was funny that for once Robert De Niro had short hair, because you always see De Niro with the really long hair. And Al Pacino's got that big lion's mane that he's had forever. You know? He's like a lion, you know? But
They're getting older, and this is probably one of the few times we're probably going to see them do this again. They got a standing ovation. You know, that movie represents so much to so many demographics of people around the world. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're black. Doesn't matter if you're white, Asian. Yeah. We all connect with that movie in a very powerful and also artistic way. And we just wish movies were all like that, you know. And that was a really good moment. Unfortunately, it's just any good moment to talk about that within the shadow of the Will Smith, Chris Rock issue. It was in such poor taste that I feel a little ugly inside today.
You're right. And you know what? Everyone's going to be listening. Even if you're not a fan of Will Smith or Jada Pinkett Smith, everyone's going to listen to that podcast. Everyone.
Not me.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Because
I want to see what his take on that was. You know what? And I'm sure, Jack, you're going to listen too as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then
let's find out what this guy has to say.
And then we'll come back here and then we'll just sum it up.
We'll break
for you
it
guys.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jack, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. As always, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can people call you or talk to you?
Well, listen, I would love for you guys to check out my latest podcast, Brown and Black with Mike Sargent. This is what we do. We talk about the Black and Latino issues happening in Hollywood, how race is involved in all of that. And this seems to be the perfect topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Will Smith, Chris Rock, two African-Americans. I'm going to ask my co-host, which is African-American, what his take in his community and what this represents for that and what it represents to the rest of the world. We're going to deconstruct it there. Brown and Black on any podcast platform that you guys have.
Gotta listen to that. That's
amazing. No peach-colored people allowed, huh?
No. Right now, that's not the focus, man. The focus is working out what happened with us.
Because I'm not white. I look at my skin. I got a roll of toilet paper. That's pretty white. My skin looks pretty peachy
Jack,
to me.
As long as we love you. And salud, un abrazo. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
And for those of you asking, what is that noise in the background? I'm trying to do two things at the same time. I'm doing laundry because I haven't done it in 2 days.
How?
And I have tons of towels in there. Jackson has no more pants to wear, so I'm doing a lot of laundry today.
How overloaded is the washer for it to make that rumbling noise? Like it's going to come through the wall and blow me up.
Oh, my gosh, Jeff. Peacocks.
They're done. Bye, peacocks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a great story, though. They went very far.
Exactly. No one imagined. Can I tell you something? I was at an event yesterday, and people were, that's all they were talking about. Even if they don't win, they made it this far.
Go, Cox. Isn't that what they were chanting?
Peacocks? No, peacocks.
Don't you say Cox for short?
Yeah.
Go pee. Hey, they made it to the Elite Eight, which is the next would have been the Final Four.
Oh my God! If they had won, but you know what? I'm proud of them. I'm proud to be a New Jersey girl today. So
you are.
Peacocks, you know, you did an amazing job. I can't wait to see what you do next year. You'll make it. You guys will make it. Don't worry. Anything we need to talk about, Jeff? Anything else going on?
There's plenty of things going on.
Is gas going down?
Gas went down a little bit.
Not
a
lot.
Gas went down about a dime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gas went down 10 cents or so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
No, that was about it. You know.
What else? Anything else going on at the Oscars that we didn't talk about?
You know, Coda won. I think we kind of did it all, right?
Yeah. Any other acceptance speeches we didn't talk about?
No. Like I said, I liked the one from West Side Story. I thought she had it. She had it right.
If you guys did not see West Side Story, you guys have to watch it because it was an amazing. I saw it in bits and pieces because around this house, when you have a 4-year-old, you can have to watch things in bits and pieces.
It's hard to watch anything.
Exactly. Anyway, so hey guys, if you want to advertise on this show, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. If you want a t-shirt, that's Jeff's department. If he doesn't get back to you, reach out to me, okay? CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com.
I'm going to the post office this week. I really am. I know a couple of people hate me right now for that. Nestor hates me right now. Nestor, I promise you'll get your shirt within a week. Within a week, all right? At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. The real Jeff Jensen on Instagram. Jeff Jensen on Facebook. At Traffic Jensen for traffic in front of the New York area. I do traffic reports 5 nights a week. If you're up between midnight and 5 in New York City. New York City.
Hey, and listen, also follow us. Follow us on Instagram, at Carolina Cadillo. Jeff, what do you say? The real Jeff Jensen, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we're out of here. Love you, and we'll see you this week. Bye.
Yep. Take care. Jack Rico.
Wicked! Say it again, my boy, selector.
Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.